On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On reprendra ça?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
More comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains l'ENFIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre François, mixage Axel Botton, aujourd'hui Danny Elfman.
The last person on a film. If the first person is the writer, the last person is the composer. By the time we come on, things are always very intense. You know, you meet a director 6 months earlier, a year earlier, and they're full of confidence and everything's very relaxed and creative. By the end, they're insecure. they're not sure about anything that they've done anymore. And so often I come in there and I feel like the director is the general. And I have to be the general's captain.
La merveilleuse musique du merveilleux Frankenweenie de Tim Burton pour entamer un certain l'ENFIP que nous allons passer en compagnie du compositeur Danny Elfman, complice du cinéaste, son général en chef, comme il vient de l'expliquer à notre micro. Oui, au début tout va bien, et puis au moment de poser la musique, les réalisateurs sont pleins des doutes que toute création engendre. Le compositeur est là pour apaiser, conseiller et inspirer à nouveau. Danny Elfman est l'alter ego de Tim Burton, mais il a travaillé avec d'autres grands metteurs en scène. Il était l'invité de la Philharmonie de Paris le week-end dernier pour dévoiler un aspect méconnu de son travail, son talent pour le matériau symphonique. À cette occasion, il nous a accordé un entretien généreux, enthousiaste et presque joyeux, nous racontant racontant avec entrain son bonheur d'être à Paris et l'histoire de ses collaborations pour Brian De Palma, Sam Raimi, le générique des Simpsons et bien entendu son travail coude à coude avec Tim Burton depuis plus de 30 ans. Une union scellée en 1985 pour Pee-wee Big Adventure, il a dû immédiatement s'habituer à l'idée de travailler sous la pression des studios et des réalisateurs.
I don't think I like the stress, but I do respond to deadlines. I've often joked that if it wasn't for deadlines, I would still be working on Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I don't think I ever would have finished it. But the thing is, every film composer that's successful, whether they like stress or not, has to be able to work well under pressure, because that's the one thing we all have in common. We have to work under sometimes intense pressure.
I'm not afraid to die. The hidey old man, that's me. How'd you like to blow your top? Dig yourself some fine bebop. Hidey, hidey, hidey. Oh, the hidey old man, that's me. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Oh, I helped him in London. I helped him in Holland. I helped him in gay Paris. Yes, siree. Yes, siree. Oh, the hidey hole man, that's me. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hey, hidey, hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Now be solid, fella. A real fine fella. You're gonna be cool like me. Yes, siree. Yes, siree. Hidey, 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 beat, that's me. Hidey, 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 hidey. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You dug my jive. Hey, daddy, oh, hand me over another righteous five. A hidey, hidey, a hidey, hidey. Oh, the hidey, oh, man, that's me. Hidey, 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 hidey. Oh, 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 oh. A hidey, hidey, hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Yada, doody, doody, baba, dee, da, dee. The hidey hole man, that's me.
Le thème d'Alice au Pays des Merveilles de Tim Burton, puis Cab Calloway, l'un des chanteurs préférés de Danny Elfman qui est aujourd'hui notre invité. Le jazz, et surtout celui des années 30, de Duke Ellington, de Django et de Stéphane Grappelli, est une passion obsessionnelle qui ne s'est jamais tarie. Le compositeur la préférant même à la musique de sa génération, celle des 70s. Danny Elfman au micro de Certain MFIP.
Oh, I never stopped loving Django and Stefan Grappelli. You know, I used to be infatuated, obsessed with music from the 30s. So when I started out in the 1970s, I didn't listen to any music from the 70s. I only listened to music from the 30s. I lived in my mind. I lived in Harlem, the Cotton Club of New York, and Le Hot Club in Paris. This is where my brain lived. And so when I started my own troupe, The Mystic Knights, which was inspired by Le Grand Magic Circus that my brother started. We jumped right into music from that period, and that's what we wanted to do. And that's where I taught myself to write music.
Thank you. babies, baby, 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 baby,
of Wingo Boingo, premier groupe de Danny Elfman dans Certain Lemfip, puis Pleure, écrit par le metteur en scène Jérôme Savary pour Forbidden Zone, un film de Richard Elfman, le frère de Danny. Le compositeur nous en dit plus sur les circonstances de sa rencontre à Paris dans les années 70 avec le grand Magic Circus de Savary, compagnie théâtrale dont son frère était membre.
By coincidence, my brother lived in Paris and was playing with Jérôme Savary and the Le Grand Magic Circus. I went and visited my brother. I'd been playing fiddle for a couple of months, and I was practicing one day, and while I was practicing, Jérôme had come in to visit my brother, and I walked out and he introduced me, and Jérôme says, hey, he called me Little Red. My brother was bigger than me, called Roomba Red and Little Red. He goes, Little Red, come play with us. And I was like, really? And me? I don't play. He goes, yeah, you're good enough. You're good enough. I ended up going on tour with the Grand Magic Circus as a fiddle player. And I actually began writing little tunes, and that's where it all started. The very first audience I ever played for was on the streets of Paris at a train station.
alive?
I don't know. Not for sure, but I believe he is.
Un extrait des Doigts aux mains d'argent dans Certains l'aiment Fip, l'un des moments de grâce du duo Tim Burton-Danny Elfman, écrit et composé à une époque où ils étaient deux enfants dans un magasin de jouets qui ne fermait jamais, où tout semblait possible, où tout restait à écrire, le récit de leur aventure et puis, après le café du matin, une existence à eux dans un studio aussi grand que leurs rêves. Édouard aux mains d'argent, l'un de nos Tim Burton préférés, l'un de ceux de Danny Elfman aussi.
That was one of my favorites too, because the thing about those early films with Tim is there was no model of what any of them should sound like. So for Pee-wee, Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, even Nightmare Before Christmas, there was no temp music, there was no type of music. There was nothing to go on. And I loved that. That was just perfect. Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice and Pee-wee, no one was listening to us. No one was monitoring us. I didn't have to play music for anybody. There was no studio, there was no producers. It was like two kids being left in a playground.
And how is the work with Tim Burton? Do you think you are like Bernard Herrmann and Hitchcock? You mentioned Bernard Herrmann before, like a couple.
Well, you know, it's like I found early on that Tim's world was very easy for me to fall into because it didn't seem, you know, they're strange worlds, but they're not that strange for me, because I think the reason why I got hired to do Pee-wee's Big Adventure when we first met is we both had similar backgrounds, and we grew up on horror films and a certain love of a certain kind of thing that we shared, and I just found his world's real natural for me to live in.
What have I done? What have I done? How could I be so blind? All is lost. Where was I? Spoiled all. Find me only dust.
something great. Why does nothing ever turn out like it should? Well, what the heck? I went and did my best, and by God, I really tasted something swell. That's right. And for a moment, why, I even touched the sky. And at least I left some stories they can tell. I did. And for the first time since, I don't remember when, I felt just like my old bunny self again. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King. That's right. I am the Pumpkin King. And I just can't wait until next Halloween, 'cause I've got some new ideas that will really make them scream. And by God, I'm really going to give it all my might. Uh-oh. I hope there's still time to set things right. Sandy Claus.
Salt, the little brute, has just gone down the garbage chute. And she will meet, as she descends, a rather different set of friends.
A fishnet, for example, caught this morning from a
stew, a steak that no one else would chew, and lots of other things as well, each with its rather horrid smell.
Barton Jamie dans L'étrange Noël de Mr. Jack, puis Veruca Salt, une chanson de Charlie et la chocolaterie, d'après le roman de Roald Dahl dans Certains l'aiment Fip. Un film pour lequel Tim Burton a souhaité un éventail musical assez large, incluant des chansons originales teintées de pop, de funk ou de Bollywood. Une expérience stimulante pour Danny Elfman.
Well, this was a funny one because I thought when I started it with Tim that we'd come up with one thematic idea and carry it into each of the songs. But Tim was like, no, every song should be like a different pop culture thing. This one should sound like ABBA meets Queen. This one should sound like 70s funk. I go, really? This one should sound like a Bollywood musical. And so Tim had just a very clear idea. And I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do. And I had so much fun with it. So I was writing all these crazy styles and doing all the voices. And I work in a basement at home, and my wife would be upstairs, and sometimes you could hear a little music come through the heating grills, and she's used to hearing music coming through the floor, but when I was working on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, she'd just hear me for hours going, ooh, 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 and she goes, what? He's gone crazy. It was great fun. I love doing those songs.
As the birds in the trees, high above the briars, live alone and like it. I do whatever I please when my heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That's my only motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why? Is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. I can have the moon, but I don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it, that's the answer for me. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me. Hoo-doo-doo-doo-dee. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me. Hoo-dee-doo-dee-dee.
Don't come out of that. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. It's always been wait and see, a happy day, and then you pay. Feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. Another fool, or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Crooked spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning.
Mel Tormé sur la BO de Dick Tracy de Warren Beatty, puis Elliott Smith sur celle de Will Hunting de Gus Van Sant dans Certain Lame Fip, deux films dont la musique a été composée par Danny Elfman. Le compositeur est éclectique dans ses choix. Alors que nous écoutons sa partition pour Notorious Big, faisons monter la température. Oui, mesdames, oui, messieurs, c'est lui. Avec la complicité d'Annie Lennox, qui alimente en cordes et en musique les fantasmes de ce jeune couple libertin, moderne, sous tout rapport, surtout érotique, de 50 nuances degrés.
What are you doing here?
You made me wait. So now it's your turn.
Are you any good?
We'll see. Maybe we should make a bet. If I win, you take me to the red room.
And if I win?
Your choice.
I hope you're not a sore loser.
That depends on how hard he spanked me.
I want to be very rough with you.
So be rough with me.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I tell you, I ain't lying. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down.
Who?
No
foolish heroics, if you please.
Is Darkman. They destroyed everything he had. All that he loved. Everything that he was. Now, crime has a new enemy, and justice has a brand new face.
I was afraid that you wouldn't want me anymore.
Of course I still want you.
The good news is that I know who's behind our little troubles of late. Finish it.
He has the power to look like any man.
These two are both sons of witches!
But he is unlike any man.
I gotta tell you something about me.
Julie, who's the real monster here?
There's a light that shines on every human being but one. From director Sam Raimi, Darkman.
Annonce d'époque de Darkman de Sam Raimi dans Certain Lem Fip, dont Danny Elfman a composé la musique. La première d'une fructueuse collaboration qui les emmènera jusqu'à Spider-Man, mais qui commence sur un plateau de tournage avec le réalisateur qui lui intime de balancer un seau d'eau sur Liam Neeson, la vedette de Darkman, Danny Elfman.
Oh, Sam Raimi is like just the most fun person in the world to work with. The night I met Sam Raimi, I saw a movie that he did called Evil Dead 2, and I was such a fan of Evil Dead 2 that I called my agent. There was a certain, like, a list. If this person ever calls, just say yes. You know, Sam Raimi was on that list. Gus Van Sant was on that list, because I was such a big fan of Drugstore Cowboy, and with Sam Raimi, I was such a big fan of Evil Dead 2. So next thing I know, Sam Raimi wants to meet you on the set of his new film, Darkman. It was the middle of the night. They're shooting night scenes. And I go to meet him, and he shakes my hand, and he says, "Get this guy a raincoat." He puts a raincoat on me, and he said, "Give him a bucket of water." And he says, "All right, now it's going to be pouring rain. When I give you the cue, throw that bucket of water in Liam Neeson's face." That's me, and that's the very first time I ever met Sam Raimi.
You have a knack for getting in trouble.
You have a knack for saving my life. I think I have a superhero stalker.
I was in the neighborhood.
You are amazing.
Some people don't think so.
But you are.
Nice to have a fan.
Do I get to say thank you this time?
Wait.
Thank you.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, by the street of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
Ah, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say!
Les Ramones, revus et encadrés par les Simpsons dans certains Lemfip. La composition du thème de la série a rendu Danny Elfman encore plus connu que son travail avec Tim Burton. Pour l'éternité d'une génération de fans, il est le type qui a donné un son au personnage de Matt Groening. Il s'accommode avec humour de cette célébrité, prophétisant même que ce sera la seule chose inscrite sur sa tombe, une musique qu'il a pourtant composée en quelques minutes dans sa voiture.
The Simpsons was just a unique thing. That was a lucky break because I didn't think anybody was going to see this show. It looked so crazy. I said, no one's going to ever see this thing. It's just for fun. I wrote it in the car on the way home. By the time I got back to my house, it was done in my mind. It was just like I had this idea, seeing it, ran down to my studio, recorded the whole thing, top to bottom, put it on a cassette. In those days, we had a cassette. I sent the cassette over to Matt Groening, got a call the next day, says, yep, that's it. And we recorded it a week later. So it's the easiest, simplest thing I've ever done. And of course, it's what I'm most well known for. So it's very ironic that if I die right now, they'll probably put on my grave, you wrote The Simpsons.
Every day, Mr.
I'm happy if anything is very anything. So if it's very silly, I'm happy. If it's very absurd, I'm happy. If it's very dark, I'm happy. If it's very romantic, I'm happy. If it's very intense, I'm happy.
Et si c'est très fip aussi, on est très très heureux. Les vérités de Danny Elfman, le bonheur, les blagues, l'absurde, la noirceur, le romantisme et l'intensité, la vie quoi. Vous pouvez podcaster et réécouter cette émission sur fip.fr. Surtout n'hésitez pas. Un grand merci à Chloé Gérard, à Amit Siamer de la Philharmonie de Paris. Et puis grand merci également à Danny Elfman évidemment. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine avec une émission tout en muscles, puisque nous rendrons hommage à une figure incontournable du cinéma américain, Sylvester Stallone, à l'occasion de la sortie en salle de Last Blood, ultime volet de la saga Rambo.
I just gotta say one thing. I may not win anything here tonight in the form of an Oscar, but I really feel it's an amazing privilege to be standing next to a 100% certified legend, and it's something I want to treasure for the rest of my life. Unbelievable. Thank you very, very much. You know what it means to me.
Now no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!